A lethal gummy bear is the latest weapon in the ongoing research to control the feral hog population in the U.S. LSU Ag Center animal science researcher Glenn Gentry is developing baits laced with sodium nitrite that are masked with different flavors that pigs are attracted to, like strawberry.
We're looking at a semi-solid type bait, more along the line of the consistency of a gummy bear. When an animal consumes a bait, we want to leave as little on the ground as possible. So we believe in the long run, we will have less crumbling associated with the semi-solid consistency than we do with a grain bait.
Dosage trials in Texas aim to pinpoint the exact amount of sodium nitrite that is lethal to a hog that could weigh as much as 400 pounds. Texas Parks and Wildlife Department biologist John Kinsey says experiments with sodium nitrite, a preservative found in bacon, have been going on in Texas for 5 years. So far, the hogs have outfoxed the biologists.
There are behavior issues with these pigs that we don't fully understand. If we have one trial that goes very well and we get a high mortality out of a certain bait matrices there, the next time we run it for replication, we might get a very poor result.
Kinsey is working with Australian researchers who originally discovered the toxicity of sodium nitrite in feral hogs. The swine population has swelled despite hunters killing about 750,000 each year in Texas. Kinsey says there must be an integrated approach.
We're not producing a magic pill. We're going to have to use multiple control methods in order to control this population. So the traditional methods that are out there, the hunting, the trapping, those are still going to be very important.
Gentry says Louisiana and Texas have about 10 feral hogs per square mile. Both researchers say that they keep in touch to ensure there's no duplication of efforts. They don't have any definitive timeline for when they could get EPA approval once a bait proves successful in the lab.